1 to 5, well, this morning's assignment. Please raise your hand higher. Okay, thank you. How many of you finished reading the whole 2 Samuel already? Whole 2 Samuel. One? Just one? Two? Please, take your time. Take your time. Please spend your time to read 2 Samuel so we got a better idea. Yesterday we talked about why Amnon died like a fool. He was a fool because he departed from David, the anointed king, and set himself a king, the son of Shem. And he suffered because of his foolish deeds. And later on, he continued his foolish journey. Even though he tried to return back to David, after he was rebuked by Ishbosheth, he says that he was angry and answered that, "Am I a doghead of Jew? Why do you accuse me because of my evil doing?" Why did he say that, "Am I a doghead?" What does it mean? "Am I a doghead of Jews?" What does it mean? Anybody? What he said, why he challenged people, why he asked people, "Am I a doghead?" What does he trying to say? What does the concept dog in Jewish people? What does dog to a Jewish people? Anybody? Anybody? My peers. Huh? Filthy animal. Not clean animal. Thank you. Oh. So once upon a time when David tried to use his rod and five stones, right? Go to fight with Goliath. What does Goliath say? "Am I a dog? You despise me, right? You despise me. Am I a dog? Am I a dog? Am I a dog's head of Jew? Why, I'm not a despised dog head of Jews. You know, I serve you with all my," you know, he's trying to say, "I serve you, you know, I make you a king. How come you rebuke me because of that event," right? That's, just want to explain why he said that, right? And later on, he decided to make peace, surrender to David. He is very smart, right? First of all, he sent message to David. What is your condition? What is your, what, if I want to surrender to you, what is condition? David said, very simple, just return back my wife, Michal. Again, you remember that if you are able to control the previous kingdom's backyard, right? Hou Gong, right? The people's wife, right? Or the priest kingdom's, you know, family member. Then people know that you already control the kingdom. Michal was King Saul's daughter, right? Used to be his wife too. Just return back my wife. Therefore, Ishbosheth returned the wife. Then, first of all, he talked to the 12 leaders, tribe leaders of Israel, right? Most important part. And then Benjamin. And everybody agreed. Then he go to David, and David set up a feast so they can have good time together. He bring 20 person with him. David made peace with him. Can you hear me at the back? The voice loud enough. Okay. But at that time, Joab was not at home, right? Joab, after fighting, he came back. He noticed that King David did that. He was so angry, right? Do you know the relationship between Joab and David? Anybody? Joab and David? Yes. Nephew. Oh, something like that. Let's turn to 2 Chronicle. 1 Chronicle. Chapter 2. Verse 13 talk about Jesse's 8 son. Here only recorded 7. People say that one son could be died already. Huh? So the last son, verse 15, is what? Who? David, right? Jesse's last son was David, right? And then David's sister is Shiluyah, verse 16. Bob, would you please read?
Zeruiah and Abigail. Zeruiah's three sons were Abishai, Joab, and and Ashel.
17.
Abigail was the mother of Amasa, whose father was
Jehoshaphat. Right? So you can see this is an important family tree for you to know, for you to read 2 Samuel. So Jesse, right? How do you spell Jesse? Right? Only S? Three. Okay. One to A, right? And I don't know, maybe another two girls, right? The number A is David. Over here says number 7, right? And two girls, one is what? Siruya, right? How do you spell it in English? The other one is what? Abigail. A, B? Okay. This person gave birth to three very warriors. Joab, Abisha, and Ashiel, right? Ashiel was killed by Amnon, right? And Joab was the general of David. So David was Joab's uncle. And Abigail gave birth to Amasa. Amasa was another general of who? Absalom. Yes, very right. Absalom. Oh. So you can see this kingdom is a family business kingdom. Right? So when you read, you understand that. Then Joab has power because in the ancient time, soldiers has power, right? Joab was very rude to talk to David. If you read the text, it's very rude, right? Why did you do this? Look, don't you know he come here to look where you go in, where you come out? You know, he come here as a spy. How can you do that, right? And he ran out, you know, he go out and asked Amnon to come back, pretending that he want to talk to him in private, and then, you know, again, kill him, stomach, right? In the stomach. Then he died in a sense. David was very angry. David, I never saw David was so angry before. David, even like what? A little bit cursed, right? Do you read that part? Do you read that part? He cursed the family of Joab, right? I hope that, you know, he didn't talk to Joab. He was saying that. This guy is really a bad guy. He's a family member. Let's read that verse. This is very interesting. Very unusual part for David. Second Samuel. We talk about David's good point, but sometimes we can mention his bad points too, right? 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 28. So we have Sister Janet from Queens. 3:28-29. This is very interesting comment, verse 29. Hope that your family always have someone have leprosy, or someone like always have to take a rod to walk, or someone, you know, like always a bleeding problem. Right? This guy, Joab, your guy, you are a bad guy. I hope that your family have this kind of problem. I say, wow, David, what are you talking about? You're supposed to be a person after God's heart, right? But when I read this one, I noticed that, did you think he said this public in front of Joab when you read it? Huh? This could be homework, but when I read it, right? Actually, he did not, you read it from the beginning to the end, right? He did not say it to Joab in public. He talked to himself, as a matter of fact. Why do I know that? Because people do not know until he fast, and they know that it is not from the will of David, right? You know why? Verse 35, Janet. Yeah. Six.
All the people took notes and were pleased. He did everything the king did to his men.
37.
So on that day, all the people and all Israel knew that the king had no part in the murder of Abner, son of Ner.
I think so. This is very obvious, right? If I don't like you, right? I rebuke you in the public. You already know I don't like you already, right? Right, right. But nobody know until like I fast for him. No, actually. Then you know that it is not my will. So when he was cursing Joab, actually he talked to himself or to very private circle, inner circle people. A lot of time when we are angry, right? Sometimes the Bible did not say, you know, well, the Bible says that the Bible did not forbid us to get angry sometimes, even though the Bible says that angry cannot fulfill the righteousness of God. But it's unavoidable that people sometimes will get angry, right? Even like Abraham Lincoln, maybe you heard the story. He was angry when he sent an order to one of his generals because they are fighting in the front. He ordered the general to attack the Southern army, but the general disobeyed his commandment. So Abraham Lincoln was so angry, so he took a paper and write down all the angry words. But then Abraham Lincoln did not mail out that letter. That's how great people is. You are angry, yes, you release your angry, but you do not you still keep it to yourself. Oh. The other person do not really know how, you do not really hurt other people by doing that. Even though later on David comment that these three guys are too harsh to me because they have power I don't have. He still has that kind of feeling. Yet, the way he expresses his feeling is very inner, is what? Is to himself, not public humiliation. Oh. I think this is something that we can learn from him too. Oh. Anyway, because Abner was killed, later on, David make something like Memorial Day. In Memorial Day, we memorize who? The killed soldier, right? Is it Bill Clinton? No. George W. Bush will go to which garden in Washington, D.C.? Arlington? Cemetery. Arlington Cemetery to have a service over there, right? The same token, David make a national maybe parade or something. Coffin is in front of everybody, and everybody got to, you know, like a parade, follow the coffin. And then David did not eat fast for this guy until nighttime. So everybody know it's indeed not out from the mind of David. And David again comment that, how come Abner died at that moment in the ceremony services? He comment that, how come Abner died as a fool's death? Oh. So brother and sister, what can we learn from this story spiritually? Spiritually, it made me feel like no matter how fool we are, how foolish we are, how much iniquities we have, as long as we want to return back to the Lord, we will be always acceptable to the Lord. Okay? David even a feast for the foolish person, right? Accept us. But after we got accepted by the Lord, we shall be aware of one thing. What you have done before might come back to haunt you. There's a cause over there. There's a consequences later on. You have to bear sometimes, right? The cause is that you kill Abisail. The consequence is that you should be alert that, you know, even though David accepts you, the Lord accepts you, right? But what you have done might come back to haunt you. The same thing after we got baptized, right? Which our previous iniquities shall buried with the Lord in the water. We should totally get rid of it. We should be aware of what the mistake we have made before. If we continue, we are not aware of our previous habit, previous mistakes, that might come back to hurt us. Let me give you an example. We have a brother who used to fool around, even though he get married already, right? He fool around with girls. I think he has two girlfriends already. Then he decided to receive water baptism. He cut the relationship totally, right? And he called his the one he cohabited, tell them one by one, tell them that, you know. No, actually, he did not call. He asked the other his employee to call. Sorry. Tell them that Mr. Wang died already. Because he thinks that to receive baptism is to die and resurrect with God, right? So he simply tell the two girlfriends that Mr. Wang died already. And these two girls was crying, oh, how come? But I still have his money. What should I do? Because he even put all his money account in their banks, you know, because they free them, right? They're all crying and crying, you know, and, you know, later on, Brother Wang, you know, think that the relationship is totally gone, right? No more, right? Clean. Now he's a newborn person, only keep his original wife. He forsake his original wife, now come back to his original wife. Original wife was very happy, right? But guess what? One day he went to somewhere, in the street or somewhere, suddenly his previous wife show up. Hey, how come you're here? I thought you're dead already. How come you lied to me? Punch him and cry to him. You know, you lied to me. And then his heart got what? Softened, right? And he repeated the same mistakes. Later on, he lost his spirituality. When I hear the story, this is a true story, brother and sister. This simply reminds me about Amnon's story, you know. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ accepts you. Yes, you decided to, you know, to cut all the relationship before. But remember that what he's done before might come back to hurt you. So we should be alert. We should be alert. When Joab tried to grab you aside at that time, you should be aware of that. The same thing to Ishbosheth. Ishbosheth, David later on says that, how come these two guys evil man kill a righteous person? Because David accepted him already. But even though after the acceptance, he lost the alert. At lunch hour, very hot, he stayed by himself. And these two bad guys come in. He was asleep, maybe snoring, right? Take a knife, kill him, cut the head, and run immediately from Mahanaim to Hebron. It's about a day and a night journey, right? So immediately they run. Maybe the blood of the head still dripping to David. Now the blood dry already, right? Open the cage. This is abortion. David say, how dare you kill him? Don't you know that I just killed the person that killed King Saul? How dare you kill Ishbosheth that I already accept, right? So that two person got killed. After they got killed, their hand and their feet got chopped off, and these two person got hanged by a pool because David wanted to give a warning to the people. You know what? David did not revenge like a head for head. If it is head for head, this guy's head will be chopped off too, right? Right? But David just chopped off their feet and hand, reserved his head. So again, let us know that he lost his awareness. After you got accepted by the Lord Jesus Christ, watch and pray, because what you have done before might come back to haunt you. Why Amnon died like a fool? Now, we are going to do another topical study. After King David became the king, first thing he did is try to occupy a city. We are going to study chapter 5. Please turn to page C21. David tried to attack Jerusalem immediately after, not long after he became a king. Psalm chapter 2, verse 6. So we have brother Joshua from Concord Church. Yeah. Amen. So God set up his king upon Zion, his holy hill. Unlike King Saul, King Saul used his hometown as capital. King David used Zion as his capital. Why he decided to take over Jerusalem or Zion? Zion is a part of Jerusalem. First of all, you got to know that at that time, a tribe called Jebusite occupied that land. When the Israelites came into the land of Canaan, they tried to occupy this land, but they never do it. If you read the book of Joshua, right? At Joshua's age, they tried to occupy Jerusalem. They failed to do it. When it comes to book of Judges, they also tried to occupy Jerusalem there. They failed to do it. Then David wanted to do it. Do you know why they failed to do it? Because to do it with the land, huh? The Bible says that Jerusalem is a city surrounded by mountain. So, in the northern part, there's a high mountain over here too, like Samaritan. Samaritan is over here. But the mountain is what? It's a little bit like this. Right? It's a little bit easier to open a road, to pave the road. So in the northern part, you can see that people, when the story over there, people always ride on chariot, right? Ahab ride on chariot. When they were in Mount Carmel, Elijah was praying, Ahab was on chariot, right? This is the northern part. Ahab lived in Samaria. But when you talk about southern part, the mountain is more like this. So Jerusalem was surrounded by mountains and three valleys. Only three valleys are adjacent to it. So it is very hard to attack this way. So if we read the Bible story in the northern part, they got surrounded so easily. Elisha lived in Dothan, Dothan, right? Suddenly people, army come over and surrounded him. So easy to be got surrounded. But in Jerusalem, so difficult to surround it because the land, right? The mountain, very high, hard to attack. So in the southern part, you only see people ride on horse or mule or donkey, not chariot. Right? So you got this impression. So, Jebusites. Live over here. They never got kicked out from that point of time. But this place is very important to David. Why? Because Jerusalem over here is a little bit up over here, is a very important transportation center from the north to the south. Okay? And it's also a very important transportation center from the Dead Sea, right, to Mediterranean Sea. Okay? You know that in ancient times, salt is a very important resource. I think you heard this from Pastor Chow already. A lot of battle in the ancient time because they are fighting for salt. Everybody controls salt, they are able to win the battle. And Jerusalem is the place that you can transport salt out to other places. So today, God specially chose Zion as his house. These are purposes because of location. Again, if you talk about the whole salvation of Jesus Christ, location plays a very important role. Over here is Europe. Over here is Asia. Over here is Africa, right? And this is the center of the world, old world. At that time, America is not discovered yet, right? So this land is the center of the world. Jesus asked Abraham to migrate to this land because Jesus got to come from Jewish people, come from the descendant of Abraham. So Abraham living over here, walk a long distance to stay over here, right? And later on, even though they stay in Egypt, they can't come back here because Jesus got to be born here. Why? Then the gospel is able to preach to Europe, to Asia, and to Africa. So locality is important. Zion's location is also important. It's God's special chosen place for temple to build up. Pacifica Church is located in a very remote area, beside the seashore and behind a mountain. hard to access from the public sometimes. And there's an elder come here from Taiwan. He says that, Pacifica Church, we cannot stay here. I mean, we should branch out from Pacifica Church. That's his wisdom. I did not aware of it before, but I think he is right. He says that this church over here, it's nearby a place of nowhere. You go to Pacifica already, right? It's a good place for training, right? And the air is wonderful. And the mountain is wonderful. The sea is wonderful. You go there, you feel very good, right? So you set up a church over there for training purposes. It's wonderful. But for people without a car to go to church, very difficult. It's not easy to be accessible to a lot of people. Therefore, his wisdom is that we should go to East Bay, right? We should set up a branch church over there. Easier people to come to the church. I think that is his wisdom. I think that is true. That is right. When we set up church, Jesus always go to the multitude. We don't want to like a Buddha temple set up in a forest, inside a mountain. Nobody can access it. This is not idea of setting up the house of God. That's the purpose behind for David to attack Zion. And Zion have its special meaning. Let's turn to Bible. Psalm 132, verse 13. Shall we have Sister Ruth from Elizabeth Church? Okay, so the Lord have chosen Zion. So it's a place chosen. And what does Zion prefigure? It prefigure true church. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 22. Ruth, continue reading, please. Verse 2. 2 to 3. I'm sorry, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2, right? Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2. Okay, the words of God will come out of Zion. Let's talk about last day right now. So this prefigure true church. True church location, also important. But in order to overtake this city, right, they are Jebusites staying over there. And Jebusites was very proud. They says that we don't even have to guard this city. As long as the blind and the lame stand over there, you are not able to attack us. Then David says that, okay, let us try to, you know, kill all the, cast out the blind and the lame that my soul hate. So David's soul hate blind and the lame. The lame and the blind cannot, should be cast out from the mountain of God. What does it mean by lame and blind? Lame and blind. Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 21. Leviticus chapter 21, verse 18. Jack from Hillsboro. Okay, we continue reading it that verse 17 says that those people cannot come to the presence of God. The lame and the blind, they are not perfect people. They cannot come to the presence of God. So what does it mean? Today, if your eyesight are blinded like Paul, like Paul, his eyesight was, as he was blinded, he's persecuted Christian. He cannot at that time enter the house of God. Like the cripple who stayed at the beautiful gate in Peter's age, right? Begging over there. Even though the beautiful gate is so near to the temple, but he was not able to get into the temple until Peter, like what? Heal him, and he was able to get up and jump, and later he can sing and go follow Peter to the temple. So the blind and those spiritually defective person is not allowed to go to the house of God. So today for us to attempt to come to the house of God, we shall repent. We shall get rid of our imperfect. Therefore, we are able to enter the house of God. So first point, we shall cast out the spiritual imperfectness in order to come to the house of God. After King David overcome Zion, what did he do? Please turn to 2 Samuel chapter 3. Chapter 5. Verse 9. Chapter 5, verse 9. Pact from Elizabeth. So David did not overcome it. David lived over there. Brother and sister, after we become a member of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall try to stay in the house of God. Make the house of God your home. This is another teaching. Please turn to Psalm 84. Pat, would you please continue reading? Psalm 84. Verse 2. 84, verse 2. So after you believe the Lord, is our soul long for the house of God? Verse 7, continue reading.
We go from strength to strength, each one appears before God.
Okay, you have a desire, right? You really long for the house of God. Then do you have action? You go strength and upon strength, you want to see God. Verse 10. Amen. Oh. So you really desire to live in the house of God. Since you come to Zion, you really desire to live in over here. Oh. When we first opened for NYTS registration, we noticed that at that time we only want to accept 130 people. And so quickly it got fooled. Oh. So I noticed that you guys really have that kind of desire to come here. Right? And the Bible says you walk here, strength upon strength, from all over the place, Canada, all over the place, right? Walk on strength upon strength, you come here, and you live over here. Do you have that kind of feeling? You live here one day, is better than 1,000 days in other places. Huh? Do you have that kind of feeling yet?
Yes?
Yes? Thank God. Live here one day is better than 1,000 days in Disneyland. Do you have that kind of feeling yet? Hopefully, desire to live in the house of God. Why? Why we have this kind of desire to live in the house of God? I think verse 4 provides an answer. Pat.
What are those who dwell in your house? They will still be pleasing you.
I'm sorry, I think we shall read verse 3. Huh? See, over here, you can find protection and rest over here in the house of God. Even the sparrow is a very weak animal. They are able to find a house, find a rest and protection over here. I in my house, right, I have a fence at the backyard. Maybe I share with you this already. Huh? And there's a turtle dove. Try to make a nest about the fence, you know. There was a bush over there, right? Make a fence. But for some reason, my wife, he's a traditional Chinese woman. He likes to hang clothing outside. No matter how much time I told him, don't do that. This is the United States. But she said, well, but our clothes have sunshine to shine on it, right? Why not, right? She likes to do that, right? But the purse is over there. But when she goes out to hang the clothing, right, the birds will scare away, you know? The turtle dove, she's laying her eggs, will scare away. And guess what? When the turtle dove scared away, another blue jay come over and pick on the eggs and eat the eggs, right? So so you cannot find protections in the back of my backyard. But I'm happy. You know why? Because in my house, right, in the front, we hang a plant, right? How do you call it? Hua pen, right? Penzai, how do you say it? Banzai. This is very, 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 banzai. Oh, okay. I'm thinking this word is very hard to listen in Taiwanese. Banzai. Anyway, and last year's story, I come back, you know, and make a nest over there. Because we always use our garage door to go in and out, right? So usually we don't use our front door. And when we are cooking, we notice, oh, that bird come back to lay his eggs. Now he has protection. I'm much happier right now, right? Why do I mention this? I'm missing the sparrow, even though it was weak. Even though we are weak, when we come to the house of God, we can indeed receive protections. Sometimes it is physical protection. Sometimes it is spiritual protection. And you have heard some testimony in the church, indeed. Huh? Even though sometimes a lot of time we emphasize on physical protection. That is good, because that is a wonderful grace of God. But is anybody there to testify? When you have difficulty time, but is there peace in your heart? That is something we have to pray for, and that is most precious part to live in this world. Oh. I heard a story. Oh. There was a Christian. He got a cancer, right? That cancer will make his facial appearance deformed. His nose will maybe twist it. His eyesight maybe what? I don't know what happened to her face. I did not see the video. But every time he will video himself, camcorder himself, and he will go up to the stage and tell believer, see, my appearance has been getting worse and worse every day. If see my appearance, you know how difficult my situation is. But I'm telling you, my heart, I still have peace. You know, if we dare to testify that kind of situation, huh, I think Jesus is indeed in our heart. And I really thank God, a lot of brothers and sisters, if that kind of situation, you stay in the house of God like a sparrow, and you indeed receive protection, not only physically, but spiritually. The house of God, stay in the house of God, because the house of God, Zion, is a beautiful place, beautiful place. Psalm chapter 50, verse 2. Psalm 50, verse 2. Brother Paul from Sarito. Psalm 50, verse 2. Can you say it again? Perfect and beauty from Zion. So Zion is a perfect and beauty place. You know what? When King Solomon did not lose his faith yet, right? He married Pharaoh's daughter. And guess what? He cast out Pharaoh's daughter outside of Zion. You know why? He says that because Zion is the place, holy place of God. The holy temple is over here. The holy ark of God is over here. So you are the daughter of Pharaoh. You are not allowed to live in Zion city. This is perfect and beautiful place. Sinner is not able to stay over here. And that beauty, really, sometimes our brother and sister was able to experience it. 1 month ago, a brother called me from Southern California. Why did he call me? Because I was with him in that particular days, right? We have a spiritual convocation. And maybe I shall mention the church name, Garden Grove Church, right? In that particular occasion, there was a demon-possessed lady come to join us. Because of that event, you know, Garden Grove brother and sister, a lot of them, maybe 30 years old and 40 years old, they never encountered demon-possessed come to the church before. So they were so, what, frightened, right? So everybody prayed so hard. Oh, that kind of prayer, I still can, you know, have that kind of impression. Like thunder, you know, because everybody's afraid of devil. So everybody prays so hard, you know, totality. And this brother shared with me later on when I go home, he said, in the prayer, he had three visions. One vision is that, in the prayer, right, he saw a glorious light shine upon the brother and sister. Every brother and every sisters. So beautiful, glorious light. And the other time, it's in the front. He was praying for a brother, and the glorious light just shined in front of him, beside that brother. Ah, a being, glorious, beautiful. And then third time. So he, no wonder when he was doing the holy work, he cannot stop but shed tears, crying. He was interpreting at that time. He cannot stop it, crying. Because he beheld the perfect, the beauty, the glory of God in among us. This is the house of God, our heart's desire. And David called it, he changed the name of Zion, changed the name, become what? City of David. Changing name have always is very important significance. When United States attack Iraq airport, the airport used to be called what? Saddam Hussein Airport, right? Satan Hussein. Huh? Saddam. Saddam in Taiwanese also Satan. I don't know why. But anyway, I did not try to put him down, play with his name. But sorry about it. It's just my nature, I guess. Saddam Hussein Airport became what? Baghdad International Airport, right? So American changed the name. So changing name always have its very important significance. That's why the Lord changed Abraham's name to Abraham. The Lord changed Sarai to Sarah. And give name to some saints, right? So name some that's a special significance. Now Zion become the city of God. I hope that your local church become city of Scott, become city of Joe, become city of Jeff, right? Why? Because when you think about Garden Grove, I think about Jeff. Oh, Jeff is the Peter over there. Jeff always go to church. Jeff always do good stuff. When I think about Garden Grove, Jeff image is there. City of Jeff. Right? If one day it becomes like this, really, it tells what? You really desire to live in the house of God, dwell in the most beautiful place on earth. A place where sparrow find the rest and protection. Zion. Not only David live, attacked there, went into there, live over there, he also fight for it. Okay? 2 Samuel chapter 5. We only have 5 minutes left. 2 Samuel chapter 5. For some reason, the Bible gives us some key verses we have to try to pinpoint out, right? Verse 17, Brother Jeff, would you please read? 5:17. Huh? Oh, 你太小声了，我听不到。 So you all know that. So, David go down from Zion to fight for the Zion. So you stay in Jesus Church, yeah? That's good, right? But you're not going to stay here forever. And what this is going to finish within 2 weeks, you got to go out to fight. Okay? Enjoy the grace is a wonderful thing. But fighting is another thing that we really have to do for our Lord Jesus Christ. No? That's why we got NYTS graduate school over here. The purpose to train you, NYTS, and then go to NYTS graduate, then they have internship. I told them that this year we might have two vacancies for South America. Missionary trip, because South America, Argentina Church, we have NYTS over there. We have 3 weeks NYTS over there. We need counselors over there. When you graduate, you can go there, right? Maybe Africa, maybe Hawaii. If I get permission from our church council member, you guys can come over and help us with our religious education. Help us with interpretation. Fight for the Lord is the purpose, right? At that time, Philistine people noticed that, hey, David became a king already. They what? They come to attack David because they know that David was a very mighty warrior. They knew that because they overtake Goliath before, right? So this is what, David did not do anything to them. They come here to attack David. This is like American people attack Iraq. Iraq did not do anything to American people. But American people say this is proaction? How do you call it? Proactive. This is proactive, right? Yeah, because the same thing. Philistines say we got to do some proactive work. You are potential lethal weapon. So we want to kill you, right? And David say, okay, Lord, what should I do? The Lord says that, just go. I'll help you, right? The first time, the battle was like David used what? Use a water force. Water force to what? To what? When you use water force, what do you do? This water force is not ordinary water force. It's like from firefighters' water force. Maybe it's better description is the den, like the pastor here talked about. The den, right? Suddenly the gate opened, right? So the name was called Dash Out. Dash Out. The battle was so significant. The victory is so significant. Water Dash Out. They was able to overcome. Then Philistine come the second time. They ask God, what should we do? God says, this time you go to the back. You wait over there, standing by the marble tree. You hear the sound of the marble tree on the top of the marble tree. When the sound comes, you follow the sound of the marble tree. Oh, then you are going to victory. So when you want to fight for the Lord, you always listen to the God's instruction. Sometimes it's very straightforward. This true seeker just tell him, hey, believe in the Lord. If you believe you have a salvation, you don't believe, I don't know if you should say that. But very direct, right? You know what I'm going to say? But some people, you got to go from the back. Oh, make friends first, you know. Drink coffee with him first, you know. Invite him to have breakfast first. Something like that. Go from the back. Waiting for the opportunity. Yeah, now he's sick. Best time. No, do you want to believe in Jesus Christ? I'm just saying, waiting for the sound of wind. What does it mean? The Holy, what does it mean by the sound of wind? The Holy Spirit is working. Holy Spirit is working. You hear the Holy Spirit is working, you follow the Holy Spirit, then everything will be okay. Time is up. Good. Time is up. So, but shall we read final verse? Let me conclude this one. Psalm 125 verse 1. So we do not only live, attack, come into the city, live in the city, fight for the city. Psalm 125 verse 1. Conclusion. Jeffrey from Garden Grove. 125 verse 1. Amen. So let us all trust in Lord. We will be like Mount Zion. We shall never be shaken. We shall enjoy the grace, behold the glory of God. We are able to receive great reward because we fight for the Lord.